Okay, everybody, Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Tes, and we again are learning B'schus Refuah Shleima for Shira Bas Dvar Aleha and for Nami Meira Bas Shana Rav Karezel, as well as for Mordechai Ben Malka, Shalom Vizocha to Refuah Shleima Bekarov. We are here at the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. If you remember, we just talked about the Mishnah had mentioned that if the meat is Tamei, but the Chelev, the fats that go on the Mizbeach, are not tame, so then you do not sprinkle the blood. But if the chelev, and if the fats are tame, and the meat of a korban is not tame, so then you do sprinkle the blood and everything is fine. And that's for the korban Pesach. But by regular kudshim, it doesn't matter what is tahor, what is tame, right? Even if the meat is tame and the chelev is tahor, so then you still will, right? If either one of them is tahor, then you still will sprinkle the blood and everything is fine. And we said that the Korban Pesach is important, right? Because the crucial aspect of the Korban Pesach is to eat it. And then Amar Rav Gidol Marav, that if they do sprinkle the blood in that case, where the meat is tamei, so then everything is fine and the Korban works and the guys don't have to do Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, what about the eating? So then we came on to the Shita of Rav Nasan, who says, Rav Nasan says that eating is not crucial, that eating is not ma'akev, for the Korban Pesach, and we kind of followed up on that. So here at the bottom, we're going through a couple of brises and asking who the author is of these brises. So we're here about 6 lines up. Ma'an tana lahadatanu rabbanan. Who is the author of the following brisa? Shechtu b'tahara, they shechted the Korban Pesach, and everybody was tahor. V'achar kach nitmu avaylim, and then the owners became tamei. In that case, Yisroel kadam, you can still sprinkle the blood, right? And the korban is good, but you shouldn't eat the meat. Come on, so who's that like? That seems to be Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar. But machlokas shinuya, Rabbi Nosson, right? This is our machlokas, and it's Rabbi Nosson Shita, right? Rabbi Nosson says that the eating is not crucial, that everything is fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tema rabbonah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you didn't say this is the Rabban Shita. Because Hachav Mayaskina, what's the case here? It's Sibur that they're talking about when everybody is Tamei, Afil B'Tamei, Nami Avdi, because everybody becomes Tamei, right? We even do the Golden Pesach B'Tsoma. Kumar says, Ibit Sibur, Amai Einam Basrenachal. So Kumar says, 1 second. Well, if it's a Korban Sibur and everybody's Tamei, so then why can't you eat the meat? Right, what do we say? The brisa, right? Va'al yochal basar b'tumah. You shouldn't eat it b'tumah. Right? Tumah, we said the tumah b'tzibur, right? We bring the korban pesach and we eat it. So the Gemara says, gzeira mishema yitmu abaylam lachar zrika. Because in that specific case, where they were tahor, and then they became tamei, right? We don't want them eating the meat, because maybe the baylam will become tamei after the sprinkling the following year, as Rashi explains. V'yomer, and they'll say, Eshtakad, last year, lo nitmu v'achlu, we did not become Tamei after the sprinkling, and then we ate the korban, right, because everybody was Tamei. Sashanami neichel, maybe now we should also eat it as well. V'lo yadi, and they don't realize the Eshtakad ki is your kadam v'ilam tmeim hu. And last year, they won't realize that when they sprinkled the blood, they were already Tamei, and not this year, like meaning when they got Tamei after the sprinkling. Sashta v'ilam tahorim havu. Right, so now, and now, and this year, the owners were tahor when they sprinkled the blood, and they became tamei afterwards. So it's exactly, we don't want people doing that and getting confused from year to year. Ibois ema, another answer. This is a little different. Again, back originally we said, Amar of Gidol Marav, that again, if the meat is tamei, you can still, and the blood was sprinkled, so then it's fine. So originally we said that was Rabbi Nosson Shita, that says that the eating is not crucial. Ibois ema, another answer. Another way to understand what Amar of Gidol Marav is understanding, Rav Amar Karabi Yeshua. Actually, Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya of the Bright, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Kala Zwachim, Shabbatar, Ben Shinitmer, Basar, Rechel Kaim, Ben Shinitmer, Chel of Basar Kaim, Zorak is Adam. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Mimanoshach. Well, regardless, in all the Korbanos, all other korbanos, if something is still tahor, then you can sprinkle the blood and then it's fine. But the nazir, and the korban pesach, now nazir is when nazir is done with his nazirus, right? We think of nazirus perhaps like Shimshon, he was always a nazir, but really stam nazirus shloshim yom. Really, nazirus was technically conceived as an idea that should be temporary. The famous Nazirim, like Shimshon and Shmuel, right? They were Nazirim their entire lives. But a Nazir is supposed to be technically only a couple of days. Let's say a month or two or six or whatever it is. So when they're done with their Nazirus, so the Torah says that they bring a Korban Shlamim. And actually, a fascinating something to learn about. But basically, after the Korban Shlamim, they would cut the Nazir's hair and they would burn it under in that fire, in the fire where they sacrificed, where they did the avoda, where they brought the Shlamim. And then there was a whole what's it called that Rashi explains? There was a whole, he points out here, there was a whole waving service right at Tanufa that they did. Okay, either way, but the korban of a nazir, and the korban was making the korban Pesach, so then nitmachili v'basar kayim zorgis adam. If the meat is still good, so then you do the sprinkling, but nitmachili v'basar kayim, but if the meat is tamei, and the chilev is tahor, so then ein zorgis adam. Then you don't sprinkle the blood, again, like we said, by the korban Pesach, and this is the nazir, so that's, again, the shlomim is like the korban Pesach. Because the maaser, you're going to eat it. The idea is that you're cooking it, and then you need it in the waiting service, right? In the tenufa, but okay, meaning you need that meat. In just the bottom line, in the korban nazir korban, you need that meat. So if you don't have it, if it's tamei, then you don't sprinkle the blood, that's no good. But v'imzorek hortza. But if, and this is exactly what Rav said, that if you sprinkle it, so then it's still good. Right, and that's exactly what Rav is saying. This is Rabbi Yeshua. So Rav is saying, like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you did sprinkle it, but you have it, it's fine. Nithma b'ilam b'meis, if the owners became tamei meis, then lo yizrog v'mzorek lo hurtza. Okay, that's just the end of it, but that's not the important part for now. But if for whatever reason the b'ilam became tamei, so then it's not even good b'dievet if you do sprinkle the blood. But okay, maybe perhaps Rav is holding like Rav Yeshua. That's a different understanding. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Zibim Mukdoshin Enokin, again, like we just pointed out, that all their korbanos, if you have the meat or the chilev, that's tahor, right, regardless of what it is, then you sprinkle the blood and everything is fine, and that's good. Kama says, Masnis and money, who's our Mishnah? So that Rabbi Yeshua, he's Rabbi Yeshua Shita, the Tana, like we know, the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Omar Kala, Zvachim Shabbatorah, again, like we just quoted right now, right, Kala, Zvachim Shabbatorah, and Ishtar, Mahen, well, a little bit differently, but same idea. All korbanos in the Torah, if you have a kazayis, nishtar mehem kazayis basar, if any kazayis is of meat is left over, or kazayis chelev, or any chelev, any fats of a kazayis of any of that stuff, so then zarkas adam. Then that's good. That's the minimum shear you need to sprinkle the blood for the korban to be good. Because let's say you have half, right? Chatzizayis basar, chatzizayis chelev, you got half and half, so that doesn't count. They don't combine. In zarkas adam, then you can't sprinkle the blood. And the korban's no good. With ola, but by a korban ola, where the difference between fat and chelev is negligible, meaning there's nothing, right? Because all of it goes in the mizbeach. So then they combine. Afilu kechatziz ayis basar vechatziz ayis cholav chelev zorges adam mepnei shikula kolil, right? Because since you're burning all of it on the mizbeach anyway, so those two combine, and that's considered to be one kezayis, and you can sprinkle the blood. Uva mincha, and by the, now this is a strange line, but we'll just say how what the halamin is. Uva mincha, and by a korban mincha, avu pisha kula kayemes, even if all of it exists, lo yizrog, you shouldn't sprinkle the blood. So the Gemara says, first of all, there's no blood by korban mincha. Second of all, what do you mean kula kayemes? Even though it still exists, it doesn't work. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, mincha mayavite. What do you bring a korban mincha for? So Gemara says, all right, what does that have to do with Yisroel? There's no blood by korban mincha. So Gemara says, no, that's not what we're talking about. Amar Rav Papa, minchas nesachim. We're talking about the mincha of the libations. Rashi says, haba imazevach. Right, again, most korbanos had some wine libations that they brought with it. Once, you know, during Sukkot, there would be water libations, right? That's a simchas beis shoeva, etc. Okay, but most korbanos had wine that's brought with it. So the Gemara says, what it means to say is that b'mincha, if you have still have the wine, but you don't have the meat of the chelev, even if you have the entire minchas nesachim, even if you have the entire, let's say, bottle of wine that you're gonna pour, so then that's not good enough. That's not good enough to get the blood sprinkled on the mizbeach. Gemara says, you might have thought to say, given the ka'asya mikach zevach, since the only reason you're bringing the wine libations is because you're bringing the korban, so therefore kagufe dezevach dami, then it's considered to be a part of the korban. So the kamash balan, so it comes to teach us that it's not true. Okay, that that the libations are irrelevant. Sprinkling the blood, you need some of the fats, some of the stuff that's offered on the mizbeach, or some of the meat. Okay, now. We had said, right, again, this sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that you need a kezayis of either the meat or the fats. So how do you know that? Where do you get that from? Chelev min olam. How do you know that the chelev counts, right? Again, Rashi says to have a shiur lahachshez rugazdav, that if the chaylev is left over, that's going to allow you to sprinkle the blood, because we just said, like, the wine libations are not enough. So how do you know that the chaylev is enough? Obviously, the basar, the meat, that's the part of the, that's the chaylev, that's the korban. But what about the fats and the stuff that goes on the mizbeach? How do you know that that's enough to be able to sprinkle the blood? So Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Umatava, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the Amar Kala Pasuk says, V'hiktir ha-chaylev l'reach nechoach l'shem. You bring the chaylev for a sweet-smelling aroma for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chaylev, aval pisha ein basar. Right, apparently you see, right, what do you say? V'hiktir ha-chaylev. Right, you bring the chaylev, even though implying that there is no meat. Okay, so Gemara says, Ashka chaylev, your seres ha-kavir, your shter chaylev spinolim. Okay, again, if you remember from yesterday, when the Gemara says chaylev, which literally means fats over here, it's referring to all the stuff that goes on the mizbeach. There are a bunch of stuff, parts of the animal, the insides that go on the mizbeach, but it's not only fats. So we see that the pasuk says that the fats count as part of the mizbeach, as part of the korban, and if you have that in existence, so then, even though the meat is tummy, you can sprinkle a little blood. What about the other parts, right? The yoseres ha-kaved. The kaved is the liver, v'shter kleos, and the kidneys. So how do you know that that is good enough to sprinkle the blood? Squire says, hecha aminan dezarkinan mitigotani, Hecha aminan dezarkinan. How do you know that you do? Meaning, just before we get to that point, how do you even know that you sprinkle the blood if you only have those two? Meaning, we talked about chaylev the entire time. How do you know that that's true, that you can sprinkle the blood if you have just the kidneys or the liver? So the Gemara says, "Dekatani uva mincha alfa pishakula kayem es lo yizrok." Because what does the end of it say? It says, if you have the nesachim, if you have the libations, so even though that exists, so you don't sprinkle the blood, implying that mincha hudelo, right? That implies that it's the wine that does not allow the blood to be sprinkled. But apparently the other stuff, right, is good enough to get the blood on the mizbeach. So therefore, minalon. So how do you know that that is true? So Rabbi Yochanan today, Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Kral, the pasuk says, the reach nichoach. Right, for a nice smell, for Kosh Baruch Hu, kol shata mala the reach nichoach. Anything that you put on the mizbeach to make a reach nichoach, right, that's good enough to get you to sprinkle the blood. V'yitzrich, and you need both of these, right? L'michtav chaylev v'yitzrich l'michtav reach nichoach, and you need both of these, right? The ikaz of rachman chaylev, if it only have written that you can bring the chaylev, zav amin chaylev in yoseres hakaviruk shtei klayos yah. Lo, you might have thought that only the chaylev is good enough. So because of rachman l'reach nichoach, therefore we have to understand that's referring to anything that goes on the mizbeach. Because of the rachman l'reach nichoach, and if it would have only written the smells, meaning referring to the other two things, hav amin kol ha'olin l'reach nichoach, afilu mincha. That if you would have said only the word reach nichoach to teach me anything that's a nice smell for Kosh Baruch Hu, you might have thought that that referred to anything that goes on the mizbeach, even the wine libations. So therefore, because of rachman chaylev, this is what the Torah says, chaylev, to tell me that it's only the fats and the yoseres ha-kaved and the shtei klayos, but not the wine libations. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, Nitzma kahal, again, we've been talking about this for a long time, but now the Mishnah finally spells it out for us. Nitzma kahal o rubo, if the entire kahal, the entire community, the entire Am Yisrael are tame, or most of it, oshayu kahanim tameim v'akahal tahorim, or all the kohanim were tame, and everybody else was tahor. So in that case, yasu batoma, then you do the korban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, is done batoma, everybody eats it batoma, etc., etc. Nitma muat, miut, I'm going to say muat, nitma miut hakahal, so if only a part of the nation is tame, so then, hatahorim osin es harishon v'tameim, most of the shesheni, that's the regular din, that the people who are tahor do the Pesach Rishon, and the people who are tame do the Pesach Sheni, right? That's like most years, right? Mitzvah Shem, meher yabana, beis hamikdash. Okay. Tana Rabbi Willa din Rabbeisa. Hareshah Yisrael tameim v'kohanim u'klei sharis tahorim. Let's say the Jews were tame, and the kohanim, and the utensils in the beis hamikdash were tahor. Or the opposite. Shah Yisrael tahorim v'kohanim u'klei sharis tameim. So if Afilu Yisrael v'kohanim tahorim, even if the Jews and the kohanim, I keep on translating Yisrael as Jews, if the regular Yisraelim and the kohanim are tahor, but the klisharis are tameim, then yasu batuma. Right? If you have no other option, if all the utensils somehow are tame, so then you should do it batuma. She'ein korban tzibor cholo, because you're not going to split the korban tzibor. Right? If you're not going to split, and some do this, some do that. Right? No, everybody's going to do it. Bitoma. Amar Rav Chizda says, "Lo shano ela shenitzma hasakin betame mace." Right, that's only if the knives, again, talking about the klisharis, right? If they're tame, that's only the tumah of tame mes. Why? Because the Rahman Amar Bachal al Kharev. Because the Pasuk says, if you remember, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that a sword or a piece of metal, right, normally tuma goes down a level. Right? Things that are metame, other things. So the second item is going to go down a level. If it's an av, it's going to make something a rishon. If it's a rishon, it's going to make a sheni. But for swords, and obviously for knives and other types of metal, so there, if they touch tame mates, it's going to be parallel. But the sword inherits, the sword is the example, and the pasuk, that's why Kiva is like a sword. But it keeps the same properties of the tumas mates. So therefore, right, as the pasuk says, bachal al-charev, charev ho-reiku chalal, chalal is a dead body. So the sword, the knife, is like the body. So therefore, it's going to be an avatuma. And therefore, right, it can be metame, other people. Right, people don't become less than if they're touched by people or touched by a rishon, so then they don't become tame. So the Gemara says, become a tame the gavra. So then, meaning the knife is going to be a tame the person. To make kara kines avir b'tumas aguf, right? The kara is a kames avir. Because originally, when you're telling me that we're did I skip a little bit? Metame the gavra. Yeah, okay, no, I was right. Okay. Meaning when you bring the Korban Pesach, right, B'tumas HaGuf, the Kari is Kamas Avid, right? If people who are Tamei, so then theoretically, if not everybody wasn't Tamei, they would get Kari's for doing the Korban Pesach B'tumah. But if everybody's Tamei, so then Avon Nitma Sagam B'tumas Sheretz, meaning that, and that applies, that halacha is, right, when the Korban Pesach is going to be done by people who would ordinarily become Tamei, they would get kares for bringing that korban, right? So, there in that scenario, then we're going to allow everybody to do it b'tuma. But aval nisma sakim b'tuma sheretz. But the knife was touched by a sheretz. The bazar would do metamilei the gavra lo metamilei. But there, it's not going to go parallel. It's going to go one down. Meaning, the what's called is going to be the sheretz is an avatuma, but the knife is going to be a rishon. Right, and that's going to only be metame meat and not people, right? People don't become tame if they touch a rishon. So the gavra lo metame, so therefore, tahor and avid, tamei lo avid. Then we're not going to say everybody has to do the korban pesach b'tuma, because the people in question would not be chayiv kares if they brought the korban pesach in a normal year. So we're not going to say that everybody gets pushed off, and we'll split it. The tahor ones will bring the korban pesach, and the tamei want people will bring the korban pesach and pesach sheni. Because mutav yachal b'tumas basar b'lav v'al yachal basar b'tumas aguf shuv b'karis. Because in that case, it's better to eat the korban pesach, right? Even though the meat's going to be tame because the knife is tame, right? And the knife is a rishon, which is going to be metame the meat, but it's not going to be metame the people. So it's better that we should eat the meat that's tame. That's just a lav, as opposed to when the person is tame, right? Eating kodshim and going to the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi says, that's going to be in a shikari. So in that scenario, right, when the knives are all tame because of a sheretz, then we're going to offer the korban pesach in a norm, like it is a normal year, without doing it all the time. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? That kasav Rav Chista tuma dechuya b'tzibur. Apparently, tuma is dechuya b'tzibur, because again, if you said it was hutra, then we would have all just done it, whatever. But if you tell me it's dechuya, so we try and find some way to at least do it b'tara or have some aspect of tara, right? So, or some lesser tuma involved. If you tell me tuma is mutter whenever bitzibor, so then anything goes. But if tuma is dechuya bitzibor, we try and find these ways, like we just did, trying to find, okay, it's better to do it if the meat is tame now, if the person is tame, etc., etc. So apparently, Rav Chisda holds that tuma is dechuya bitzibor. And v'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tuma dechuya bitzibor. Okay, for Rava Amar, Rava says no. Afil tameim nami avdi. That in that case, when all the knives are tame sheretz and they're rishon tuma, then even the tame people are allowed to do the korban pesach at that year. My time, why? Because the pasuk says, "Basar sheyigav chol tame." Long pasuk. Lo yechal ba'ishi saref. Basar kol tahor yochal basar. Two parts, right? The basar that touches anything tame should not be eaten. Needs to be burned. And the basar that's tahor, right? And anybody who is tahor, right, should eat tahor meat. So the Gemara says, apparently the two are. Rava learns that apparently the two are connected. Anytime you don't have the halacha of don't eat tamei pesach, korban pesach, meaning anytime you're going to have tummy meat, like in our case, where when you're going to push off the halachos of tuma for a carbon pesach, then we don't say lo karina, but we don't apply the apostolic of abasar kol tahor yochal basar, that anybody who's tahor is allowed to eat meat, but someone who's tummy is not allowed to eat meat. Meaning, whenever you have the halachos of tuma by carbon pesach pushed off, it's pushed off for everything, according to Rava. Yeah, because those two halachos go hand in hand. And therefore, call right, just to finish off, call hechot the Karina day. Any time we'll apply the halacha of a basar loyiga called bechol tamei loyachel, then Karina day a basar kol tahor yochal basar. Okay, fine. Now, if you remember the Mishnah, if you pointed out back to the Mishnah, he said if the majority of if everybody in the call was tamei or the majority was tamei, then you know, okay, then it applies certain halachos. What about half and half? It doesn't mention half and half. If you have majority, miut, right? Let's say you figured it out, half and half. Right, again, to learn the lumdus. Obviously, this is probably not that practical, but again, to learn the ideas, the lumdus behind it, what's the din by half and half? So, Itmar, it was said, Hare Shahayu Yisrael Mechza Dehor Mechza Tmeim, if it was literally split down the middle, so Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kerov, Rav says that half and half is like the majority. And Ian, we're going to see exactly what that means in a second. How could you have both of them be the majority? We'll see in a second. Rav Kahana, Amar Mechza, Mechza, Eina Karov, that half and half is not like the majority. What does that mean? And you're going to see they're going to be two versions of Rav Kahana, but just to explain, what is Rav Shita? Rav, Amar Mechza, Mechza, Karov, Rav said that half and half is like the majority. What does that mean? So, Halala Osim La'atzman, V'halala Osim La'atzman. Both of them do the Korban Pesach on their own. Meaning both of them are viewed as majority. The Tahor people are a majority, therefore they bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara. The Tomei people are also considered a majority, and therefore they bring the Korban Pesach B'Tuma. So everybody brings the Korban Pesach, they're just split into two groups. Fine. Let's see two versions of Rav Kahana. For Rav Kahana, Amar Mechza Mechza in a Karov, that half and half is not like a majority, neither of them are a majority, therefore, Torah Nosin is a Rishon, the Torah ones do the first Korban Pesach, Tmei and Mosin is a Sheni, the second ones get pushed up to Korban to Pesach Sheni, because they're gonna go to Pesach Sheni, because, meaning, but when there's a majority of the people who are Tomei, for example, so the Tahorim do the Pesach Rishon, and everybody else does a Betuma. But when you have the Tomeim are not a majority, right? So they get pushed off. So that's how we view the Tahorim as a minority and the Tomeim as a minority as well. The Tahorim, which are a minority, apply the halacha like any time they're a normal minority. Let's say it was 60-40. So the Tahorim would bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, and everybody would bring it Betuma, everybody else. And the Tmeim are a minority, according to Rav Kahana, so therefore they're just going to get pushed off the Pesach Sheni like any other year. Ikedamri, another version of Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana, Mechza Mechza in a Korov, Tahorim Losin as a Rishon. But what do the Tmeim do? Tmeim ain't Osim Los a Rishon Los a Sheni. But the Tmeim don't do either one. Again, the Tahorim do Pesach Rishon just like if they were a minority and most of the Tzibur were Tamei, so they would bring still the Korban Pesach Batara on the first Pesach, on regular Pesach. And now the second one, though, the Tmeim, however, in this case, in terms of Korban, in terms of for Pesach Rishon, so they're a minority, so they can push to Pesach Sheni. But then when you get to Pesach Sheni, they're not going to do it. Why? Because Barishon lo avdi de lo havi ruba. They're not going to do the Pesach Rishon because they weren't the majority. But Basheni lo avdi de lo havi miyuta, because they're not actually a minority. Right, because therefore they should have technically done, you flip it back, they technically should have done the Korban Pesach on the first Pesach. So basically they got messed over. According to the second opinion of Rav Kahana, the people who are Tamei don't offer the Korban Pesach at all, because you have conflicting halachic concepts by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So just to summarize, and this is important because the rest of the daf will talk about it, Rav says that it's 50-50, so then both of them bring the Korban Pesach. Rav Kahana says if it's 50-50, so the Tahor people bring the Korban Pesach, Pesach Rishon. One opinion says that the Tamei people bring it Pesach Sheni, and another opinion says that the Tamei people do not bring it at all. Okay, so now we're going to bring kashas and proofs and backups and back and forth to all three shitas. So So now we learned the Mishnah. What about our Mishnah? Nitzmakal o rubo o shahir da hakohanim tmeim vakal tahorim yasa betoma. Right? If you had most of the people that were tameh or the kohanim were tameh, so then they do everything is betoma. Apparently, what does that imply? Rubu da'avdi betoma. Right? If the majority of people are tameh, avapago pago lo dinim berishon. But if it's half and half, they don't do the first korban pesach. So that's against Rav. That's against Rav. Who said that if it's half and half, people, we do the Korban Pesach. Everybody does the first Korban Pesach. By regular Pesach. So I'm the Harav, I would say to you, Ruba Abdi Kulhu Betoma. You're right, when the majority is Tomei, everybody does the Korban Pesach Betoma. But Paga Paga, half and half, yeah, everybody brings the Korban Pesach, but not everybody brings the Betoma. Halala Osin Masim, Halala Osin La'atzman. And they do it separately, that the Tahor people bring it Betara, and the Tomei people bring it Betumah. This makes sense. The Gitani Sefer, because the second part of the mission says, and that if a minority of the people were Tameh, then Tahorin yet Osin is Rishon, Tameh Osin is Shani, right? The regular Tahor people bring in regular Pesach, and the Tameh people bring in Pesach Shani, implying that Mihu Davdi Bishani, that a Mihu, the minority does Pesach Shani, Abu Palgo Palgalo, but half and half do not. And apparently, Davdi Bishani, apparently they do the first Korban Pesach. And you just split it, and the Torah people keep themselves, and the Tamei people keep themselves. Okay, so but that's Elakash Rav Kahana. But that's against Rav Kahana, right, who said that you split it and when it's 50-50, and then the Torah people do Pesach Rishon, and the Tamei people either do Pesach Sheni or don't do it at all. So I'm a lot of Rav Kahana would say back to you, no. Nitmu miyotakahal. If a minority of the people became Tamei, Tahorin Osin is Rishon, Tamei Osin is Hasheni. The Tahor people do Pesach Rishon, and the Tamei people do Pesach Sheni. Implying that Apalga Opalga, Tahorin Osin is Rishon, that the Tahor people do the first one, Aval Tameim, Einan Osin is Rishon, Lo is Hasheni. But the Tamei people don't do either one. So the Gemara says, okay, so Atenech Lelashon HaBasra of Rav Kahana, that works according to the second opinion of Rav Kahana, who says that the Tamei people don't do it at all. El Lahanach Lishna Damar Rav Kahana Torah Moses is Rishon, Tamei Moses is Hasheni, Ma'ik Lameimar. But according to the first way we understood Rav Kahana, we still have our question. So Amalach Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana would have said to you, according to that version, Hu Adin Nafilu Pago Pago Nami. So really, Enoch Nami, really half and half. If they're Tamei, Torah Osin is Rishon, Tamei Moses is Hasheni, really, you split it. That the Torah ones do Pesach Rishon, and the Tamei ones do Pesach Sheni. Vaidu Tani Miyatakal, and the reason the Mishnah wrote the minority of people are Tamei, and just is I did Tana Rishiribo, Tana Nami Seifa Miyuto. You're not supposed to imply that it's only if there's a minority of people who are Tamei they're going to get to do Pesach Sheni. Really, if it's half and half, they also get to do Pesach Sheni, the Tamei people. So why did the Mishnah write it like that? Simply to parallel the language in the top of the Mishnah. Okay, fine. Now, we're going to have three braises that prove each Shita, right? We're going to have one brisa like Rav and one brisa like both Shitas of Rav Kahana, and obviously those brises are going to be contradiction and a stira to the other opinions. So we're going to have to figure out, right, how those brises fit in according to the other opinions. So now, the Gemara says, Tani Kavasi de Rav, Tani Kavasi de Rav Kahana, Kitrei Lishnei. So we have a brisa like Rav, we have a brisa like Rav Kahana in the first version, and we have a brisa like Rav Kahana in his second version. So finally, again, these prices are going to be straightforward. They're going to say exactly what they said. And then we're going to have to do the work of fitting in each price with the other opinions. So Tani Kamasi de Rav, Hayu Yisrael Mechza, Tahorin Mechza Tzmeim, Halala Osin La'atzman, Halala Osin La'atzman, exactly Rav Shita, that if it's half and half, everybody does the Pesach Rishon, you just split the people who are Tahor and people who are Tameh, right, and they don't mingle with each other. Tani Kulishna Kamad Rav Kahana, we have a price that supports Rav Kahana's first version. If they were half and half, so Tahorin Osin is Rishon, and Tamei Osin is Hasheni. Right, the Tahor people do Pesach Rishon, the Tamei people do Pesach Sheni. And finally, the third brisa, Tani Kalishna Basra Rav Kahana, Shahayu Yisrael Mechta Tahorin Mechta Tamei. If they're half and half, so then Tahorin Osin is Rishon, the Tamei Einan Osin Lo is Rishon Lo is Hasheni. The Tahor people do the first Pesach, and the people who are Tamei don't do either. Now we have to figure out how the other opinions, right, understand those brises. So LaRav Ulishna Basra Rav Kahana. We're starting, ironically enough, with the second brisa. So according to Rav, and the second understanding of Rav Kahana, right, so what do they do with the second brisa? Right, Atana, Tahorin, Osin, Isaration, Utsmein, Isashani. Right, the brisa clearly says that the people who are Tahor do Pesach Rishon, and the people who are Tamei do Pesach Sheni. So Hichem Etartzilei, how do they understand it according to their opinions? So they will say that the case is like this. It was half and half, right? But what was the half of the Tamei? Right? Again, the men were Tahor, right? The men were, the half of Tahor people were entirely men. But the Nashim Ashlimos L'Tameim. But when you say Am Yisrael was half and half, it was 50% men, and then the other 50% were men and women. That was half and half. Meaning the Tamei half was men and women. The Kasavra, this price holds, Nashim Barishon Rishus. And the first, this price holds, that women are not chayiv in the first Korban Pesach, or obviously not the second Korban Pesach, but meaning the women are not chayiv in Korban Pesach. So therefore, again, that's a radical shita, obviously, afhein ayubo, sones, etc., etc. But, right, everybody's chayiv in matzah, is chayiv in chametz, right, the whole deal, okay, in chanami. But that's, the women, they hold that it's a rishut, so they're not chayiv. So therefore, you can technically dal nashim mitameh, and then you can subtract the women from the tummy ones. And therefore, therefore, you have 50% men, let's say 30% tummy men and 20% tummy women. So that would, then you're really dealing with 50-30, and you have a minority of people who are tummy, and therefore, miyuta yitchul pesach sheni. So therefore, that's why the Brisa rules that the Tahor people do pesach rishon and the tummy people do pesach sheni, because you're really dealing with a majority minority case. Okay. What about Larav Lush from the calendar of Kahana? What about the third Brisa, that according to the other two opinions, right? Hadatanya, what does that Brisa say? Just to clarify, to remind us, Tahori knows as a Rishon, Tamei knows as a Rishon, as a Sheni, that the Tahor people, if it's 50-50, the Tahor people do Pesach Rishon, and the Tamei people don't do anything. So Hechem Tartzilei, what do they say? So Rav Matarzilei, so Rav would say, that can go to Yisrael, Mechtze Tamei, Mechtze Tahorim. Again, the case is half and half. V'nashim Otvos al Tahorim. But when you add the people of Tahor, I mean, that's men. Men are 50-50. But the women are all Tahor. And then, or for example, the majority of women are Tahor, and therefore, right, when you add women to the equation, it's not 50-50, it's majority Tahor. Because Sabra Nashim Barishon Chova, and everybody, this Brisa holds, the women are Chayiv in Pesach Rishon, with a Sheni Rishus, and they're not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Barishon lo Avdi, for Pesach Rishon, the people who are Tamei, they don't do Pesach Rishon, but Davilei Miyot, because again, they're the minority, the people who are Tamei, but Umiyuto lo Avdi Barishon, and if it's a minority of people who are Tamei, like every year, so they don't do Pesach Rishon, they do Pesach Sheni, but when you get to Pesach Sheni, the women are not counted in the Cheshbon. V'sheni lo Avdi, because Dal Nashim Minayim, because now, since they're not obligated to Pesach Sheni, it's only Rishus, so now you subtract women from the equation, so now you only have left with 50-50. But now you have half and half, and if you have half people Tamei, so then technically, kind of, sort of, they should have done Pesach Rishon, and they don't do Pesach Sheni. According to Rav Kahana, you have to say something a little different. According to Rav Kahana, who says, if it is half and half, so then, again, the first version of Kahana, we'll say that if it's half and half, then you will do Pesach Sheni. Right, again, Rav said if it's half and half, so then the Tameim don't do Pesach Sheni. According to Rav Kahana, if it's half and half, the Tameim do Pesach Sheni. So then, how do you understand it? Okay, it's half and half. The Nashim Ashlim Mishlo Tahorim. And the women are filling out, meaning they're what's it called? The number of Tahor people is men plus women. Because Nashim Barishon Chova, V'Sheni Rishus, and the same thing that the Brisa holds that women are Chayiv in Pesach Rishon, but not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Barishon Lo Avdi, in the first Pesach Rishon, so the Tamei people are not going to do the Korban, but having the Pagal Pagal, because that's half and half. Right, the Pagal Barishon Lo Avdi, and half and half don't do Pesach Rishon; they get pushed Pesach Sheni. But when you get to Pesach Sheni, Vasheni Nami Lo Avdi, they also shouldn't do Pesach Sheni, because now the women are not chayv in Pesach Sheni. And when you subtract the women from the Pesach Sheni, right, if the Tahor people were half women, so now you're looking at a majority of Tamei people. Right, Dal Nashim Inayim Min HaTahorim. You take the women out of the Cheshbon for the Tahor people, Havalu Tameim Ruba. And then the Tamei people are a majority of Ruba Lo Avdi Vasheni. And the majority of Tamei people don't do Pesach Sheni. They should have done Pesach Rishon V'Toma. Okay, and now finally, The last one, and then we'll call it here. Rav Kahana, right? According to Rav Kahana, how does he learn on the braces? The Tanya Harei Shahayu, you saw Mechtzat Tor, Mechtzat Tameim, Alolo Osim Lasman, Alolo Osim Lasman, right? The brace that supports Rav, Heichumi Tartzlei, what would he say? Rav Kahana, you're right. Rav Kahana is really stuck in that point, right? He's not going to be able to say anything, really. He just say Tanayi, it's Machogus Tanayim, Machogus in the braces, right? Ikalaman Dama Mechtzat Mechtzat Karov. Right, v'ikalaman demar mechza mechza ain't a korov. Right, you just simply have machlokas in the brisos, and therefore that's how it would work out, and that's how Rav Kahana would deal with that. Okay, Shkoyah called the Rav Moshe. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.